And today we have again called the Syrian Chargé in London here to the Foreign Office. He has been given 7 days to leave the country. Other Syrian diplomats will be expelled. Two other diplomats will be expelled at the same time. And our allies and partners around the world will be taking similar action and announcing it today, including France, Germany, Italy, Spain, the United States, Canada, and Australia. Now, of course, we will seek other ways to increase the pressure as well. We're discussing in the European Union a further tightening of sanctions on Syria. I've had the discussions with Russia that I had yesterday. We will go on trying to increase the international pressure on the regime. This is part of that tightening of pressure.
Apparently, according to Kofi Annan's spokesman, he conveyed in the frankest possible terms the importance of President Assad stopping the violence. So it's clear that Kofi Annan has expressed concern about the regime's involvement in what appears to be ongoing violence, not just that incident in Houla on Friday, which has shocked so many and led to this diplomatic coordination of countries expelling Syrian envoys around the world. Now, Kofi Annan, I think, was hoping for President Assad to agree to do more, but in the face of these blanket denials and the shifting of blame to these terrorist groups, it appears that the regime is continuing on a familiar path, blaming someone else, blaming the armed uprising, and saying that it's actually sticking to the ceasefire, a ceasefire which clearly isn't in place at all.